Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 657 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Jason, but before we get to Jason's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, one of my favorite companies out there that has helped me and 3 million other small businesses manage our business finances, and they can also help you with invoicing too, which is super cool. So in less than 30 seconds, you can send a professional invoice, and that's perfect if you do any coaching or consulting or anything like that. You have any students or anybody that you bill. You know, invoicing can be really a hassle sometimes, and it shouldn't be, because it's a thing you need to get done to get paid. So why don't you use a software like FreshBooks just to make it really easy? Also, with FreshBooks, you can actually connect your bank accounts and your credit card stuff so that it automatically keeps track of all those expenses for you, so that you don't have to enter them manually for your bookkeeping and all that stuff. It's just great all around. So if you want to check it out for 30 days for free, go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's all you got to do. All right, now here's today's question from Jason.
Hey Pat, my name is Jason Anderson. I've got a new website I've started up called cameraquestion.com, and it very much follows along the same themes of what you're doing here for the business world, only obviously it's surrounding the concept of cameras and photography, and I'm taking listener questions, and I'm having trouble getting people to actually come in and ask them questions on SpeakPipe, so I'm getting a lot of people that have come over from my old site that are emailing me questions or messaging me privately, and I'm trying to get new audience members to submit questions via SpeakPipe. I've signed up for an account there, just kind of following the same format that you have, and I'm wondering what recommendations you could have as far as getting people to engage on that level so I can incorporate someone else's audio other than mine. The second element I also was wondering if you could take a minute, look at the website. It's cameraquestion.com, one camera, one question.com. And if you can take a look at that website, let me know if you think that is set up correctly or if there are things I should change. I've got kind of the subscribe a banner that flies in so I can get people to subscribe and start building the mailing list. And I'm wondering if there might be some other things that I'm missing here in setting this up as something where I can gain a following doing the audio podcast here. So interested in letting me, I'm interested in hearing your thoughts. Feel free to give my shirt to someone else, because I've already submitted a question previously for a different website that I was running called Canon Blogger. So I don't need another t-shirt. Feel free to give that away on Twitter if you want to pick some random follower on Twitter. That'd be great. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to hear back from you. Have a good one. Keep doing what you do.
Hey, Jason, what's up? Thank you so much for the question again. And we will indeed gift your shirt to somebody out there. So anybody who has a comment or question that wants to be entered into this particular drawing a week after this episode goes out, we'll pick somebody at random who uses the hashtag on Twitter, hashtag AskPat657. So you could just use the hashtag by itself if you want to enter, or, and I would prefer, but it doesn't increase your chances, if you just ask a question or comment about my answer or Jason's question or what have you. So maybe you want to leave a comment about cameraquestion.com, and you can help him out too at the same time and maybe get entered into the drawing to win the t-shirt. So thanks, Jason, for offering the t-shirt to everybody. So we'll do that. So hashtag AskPat657 on Twitter only. Okay, now to answer your initial question, how do you get your audience engaged or record on SpeakPipe like I do? Well, I think I have a lot of things going for me. This isn't something that's easy to do, right? Because it takes a person to go to either your website or to SpeakPipe to hit record, which is like scary in and of itself, and then they have to talk, right? And that's kind of scary, and it's a lot of work to ask a question. Why would people do that versus just asking an email question? Well, you want to make sure that there's incentive there. Obviously, to get people to do anything, you need to incentivize them. And one thing you might want to encourage them to do is to have them in their own website or their name be featured on your podcast. I mean, that's what I do. Obviously, I feature your website here. I feature your name, and it's pretty cool. I think a lot of people who have been on the show have enjoyed hearing themselves and just a little bit of exposure too from doing that. So I think that's one thing. Now, I will say that it's a little bit easier for me to use that piece of incentive because most people who call in have a website and they get their website mentioned typically or their name and get a little bit of traffic because we link to them in the show notes and whatnot. Whereas you might have just a person who is a photography buff or a photography enthusiast who wants their question answered, who doesn't necessarily have some sort of thing to promote. So that may or may not work for you, but it's always something that's still cool to mention because it's kind of like a radio show, right? And people sometimes call into radio stations just to get heard, so that could happen. Now, I also offer a t-shirt with every person whose question gets featured on the show. You could offer something different. Maybe you have a deal with another camera company and you give away a discount coupon code or something to that camera company or a gift card even or what have you. I mean, it may start to add up in terms of dollars, but you know, I spend thousands on t-shirts for Ask Pat, but I also get those thousands back and more on advertising, and it kind of is a nice cycle because the more questions there are, the more money I get through sponsorships and the more I could give away. So that's kind of cool. Other incentives might be just featuring one of their photos that they've taken on your website. That's another thing that I just thought of, and that's something that people love. They love to have their photos featured, and so maybe that's something you could offer to those who have their question asked, or you can just do it for those who just get their questions answered too. But again, just encouraging people along the way to do that, and I think over time you'll find that in the beginning it's going to be really hard, and as more and more people do it, it's like social proof, you know, everybody wants to do it too. So I would start with, however, your network of friends or family to ask questions. Once people start hearing other people's voices on your show, they're going to be more likely and more comfortable to having themselves feature on the show too. So start with your network, start with your friends, and see if they're willing to share a question for 30 seconds or a minute about photography, and you can be there to answer the question, and it's a win for everybody, like I said. So that's the first part. The second part is related to your feedback on, or that you wanted on cameraquestion.com. First of all, I think it's a great idea. Ask Pat for camera. I mean, it's great. The only thing is, you know, a big thing of what makes Ask Pat successful is that it's, you know, me. And I don't say that in that like, I am what makes it successful. But, you know, there's a personality behind the brand of Ask Pat, right? It's Ask Pat. And there's a lot of other Ask shows. And so the person answering the question is really important. You are really important. Sorry, I said like, I'm what makes the show successful. I didn't mean it to come across that way. Somebody's probably going to pull that quote out and be like, look how cocky Pat is. But, you know, hopefully they'll find this episode. I'm not going to edit this out. But anyway, you know what I mean? Like when I go to your website, cameraquestion.com, there's nothing that tells me that it's like it's you. And like there's nothing that shows me the authority of you or this. I don't know if it's a company or a group that has this website. If I go to the About tab, I then see your face, Jason, which is great. I mean, that should be on the homepage. You can talk about a little bit more about your experience as a photographer and how you're just willing to help, and all people have to do is answer a question. On the homepage, it just says, welcome to Camera Question. home of the Camera Question podcast. And that's it. Like, there's nothing that tells me about who you are. And so people, well, why would they ask a question if they don't know who's going to be answering it? So I think that's important. And, you know, I'm not saying that you need to change the name, cameraquestion.com, but hopefully in your show and on the homepage, you know, they know that there's some personality behind that, that there's somebody there that they can trust or somebody that they can connect to. You know, this is all about human-to-human interaction, right? That's what's successful online these days. And on the homepage, there's very little human involved. Like, even in the logo at the top, which, yeah, it's kind of cute. There's a guy sitting on a chair holding a camera like it's a mug or something, and he says, I've got a camera photo question, and then the camera with a question mark in it says, ask me on Camera Question Podcast. And that's a lot. And it doesn't, you know, there's no logo there, again, no personality, and it just looks like stock images. Like, I would put your face there and be like, welcome to cameraquestion.com, where Jason, or welcome to cameraquestion.com. Hi, my name is Jason. Ask your question below, and I will answer it. You know, that already just says, oh, there's this guy here. He knows photography. I'm going to ask him a question right here. I don't really trust this website yet based on how it looks. I mean, there's a big red bar at the top, and that to me just says stop, you know, so just, again, I'm being honest with you, and hopefully that helps out. Other things, you know, if you want people to subscribe to your email, you need to give them some incentive. So maybe it's your top five episodes or top five tips from five episodes that you've done or something like that. It doesn't have to be very long, just a small PDF, or maybe it's a gear guide or something. You know, all those kinds of things. You know, maybe it's a PDF that answers the most common questions, for example, that people can get access to. But right now it just says, get updates by email, subscribe. There's even a option to unsubscribe even before I subscribe. So you want to get rid of that. You just want to get rid of the radio button there to subscribe or unsubscribe. I mean, it would just make sense that when people enter their email, they subscribe and sign up. But I would say, you know, put some incentive there, some sort of lead magnet, and give people a reason to subscribe. I think that's going to be really important. And then those two things alone are going to help change the website quite drastically and hopefully make it a lot more successful. I know it would. And so hopefully you take that advice and are not offended by it. So I'd love to know what other people think. You can also check out cameraquestion.com and leave your advice for Jason there too. Use the hashtag AskPat657. And when you do that, you'll also get entered to win Jason's t-shirt because he's already been featured on the show for another website too. So Jason, great start. A lot of work to do, but I think you're on the right track. So cameraquestion.com, best of luck to you, and I appreciate it. For those of you who have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank FreshBooks again one more time for being a sponsor of the show and for supporting the work that's done behind the scenes to get the show put together. I appreciate it so much. And so if you want to check out FreshBooks for free for 30 days, check out how awesome it is, go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About It section. And now to finish off, here's a quote by my fellow San Diegan, Mari Smith, the queen of social media, as some people call her. She says, we must develop a thick skin. With an unshakable sense of self and a commitment to being compassionate, nothing will faze you. Cheers, guys. I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks so much. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable. And the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.